Welcome to Art and Espresso, talking business growth with Greg Beck. This is Greg Beck, Chief Growth Officer at Focal Point Advisory Services. So I want to start tying together the concepts that we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks. So I outlined what set intersectionality is, the strategic, the emotional, and the tactical. And I talked about how when those lenses don't intersect, that is where potholes form. And I talked about what a pothole is. But what those potholes form into, I refer to as the seven deadly sins of a strategic transaction. And I'm going to go into deeper detail on all of these in upcoming podcast, but I want to set the high-level roadmap for what we're talking about. So the first sin is a strategic sin. And I talk about this one first because it is the one that cannot be fixed. I'll give a very quick example. Everyone probably 10 years ago was carrying around a pocket full of USB thumb drives. That technology, that industry is dying because everything's moving to online transfer. The next set of sins are emotional sins. These are cultural. These are leadership. These is resistance to change. This is integration challenges having to do with just the simple nature of human beings not wanting to adapt to a new situation. And then the third bucket is tactical. This falls into poor due diligence, either not conducting it properly or not being prepared for it if you're over on the sell side. And then the other part of a tactical sin is overestimating the synergies. It's an overconfidence in your own success. So when do those occur? They're going to pop up at three different times during a deal. The first one is at the very beginning, when you weren't quite sure how you were going to approach that strategic transaction, and you very quickly go from the, well, we're kind of thinking about it, to now someone's asking for a letter of intent or a draft engagement agreement. Those earliest stages is where most of the potholes are going to be exposed. The second is during the day-to-day due diligence. Once it's real, once you have to start producing documents and really thinking about things, that's when the cracks in the foundation occur. And then the third time is after the deal is signed during integration. Even if you get through everything to the point where the deal is finally inked and the money is exchanged hands, if you fail to capture the true economic synergy and reality of it, things are going to go badly. So we'll talk more about all these in detail, but I wanted to put those seven deadly sins out there and those 3 points when it will occur, so you now have the framework for what we're going to talk about going forward. So that's it for this episode of Art and Espresso. Hopefully I've kickstarted your business brain and given you something actionable that you can take forward into your business. If you'd like to know more about how I would apply these philosophies to your business, please feel free to reach out to me at gbeck@focalpointcoaching.com. All my contact information is in the show notes. Until next time, cheers, everyone.